Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Mem Tes. We left off on the very top of Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Zchus Refuah Shleima for Esther Basara, and is also sponsored by Eliza and Aaron Hertz and family in memory of Eliza's father, our dear friend, Judge Noach Deer, Zichrono Levracha, Noach ben Meshulam Shraga, whose second yard site is tomorrow, the Neshama Shreven Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So this is the last daf of the fourth perek of Maseches Yevamos, last whole daf of the fourth perek of Maseches Yevamos, and the first thing we're going to discuss, all of Amud Aleph is going to discuss what makes a mamzer, meaning how do we define mamzerus. We're going to have three different shittos in the Mishnah, and then the Gemara is going to elaborate how all three shittos are derived from the very same pasuk as far as what it takes to create a mamzer. Then the Gemara is going to tell us on Amud Beis about a Megillas Yuch that was found that taught us three different things. One of the three things that were written in the Megillas Yuchsin is it gave all of the reasons that Menashe, that the evil king Menashe, had for killing Yeshayahu. And he had three kashas on Yeshayahu's teachings, and because of those three kashas, he wanted to kill Yeshayahu. And the Gemara is going to explain what the answers to those three kashas are, even though Yeshayahu himself never explained those answers to Menashe, because he knew that Menashe was not interested in answers. Menashe was not interested he was interested in killing him, so he killed him. So that's why he never gave him an answer. He figured Mutav Shiv Shogigin Va'al Yehu Mizidin. So let's begin at the very top of Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, again at the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is going to tell us Ezehu Mamzer. How do we define a Mamzer? Meaning, what type of illicit relationship would result in a child of that relationship being a Mamzer? So three possibilities, three shittos. Number one, Kol She'er Basar Shubelo Yavo. Anytime you have a relative that is an Isser Lo Sasei, that's below Yavo, that's going to create Mamzerus. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that is the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. From Rashi, it sounds like that there's a machlokas between the Mishnayos, what exactly Rabbi Akiva's Shita is. Our Mishnah is very clear that it's not just any Lo Sasei, it's called She'er Basar Shubelo Yavo, that it's got to be a relative who's a Lo Sasei. But other Lo Saseis that are not relatives, the Vlad would not be a Mamzer. But back on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, Rabbi Kiva holds that there's a Mamzer from any Isserlav, because the Mishnah says over there that someone who's Machzer Grushaso, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Machzer Grushaso is not a relative, it was a woman that you used to be married to, but it's not a blood relative, and the Vlad is going to be Mamzer. So it's nothing to do with Korva, and you see that the Vlad is a Mamzer. So it's a Machloka, says Rashi, between the Mishnayos, how Rabbi Akiva holds, what Rabbi Akiva holds is a Mamzer. Is it any Chayav Elavin, or only She'er Basar Chayav Elavin? Tosus, however, understands that even the Tana of the previous Mishnah holds that Rabbi Akiva learns that only She'er Basar, that's a lav, is Chayav Mamzer. What about Machzer Grushaso? That's also Korva. She's related to you. She used to be your wife. So that's also considered a relative. So Machzer Grushaso is also considered like a She'er Basar. So that is the Machlokas Rishonim, how to understand Rabbi Akiva. Is Rabbi Akiva consistent through the Mishnayos, or is there are there two versions of Rabbi Akiva? But be that as it may, one thing is clear in our Mishnah: any relative that's as much as a lo sasei will generate mamzerus. Shimon Atimni Omer, the second opinion, Kol Shechayev Lav Karis Bidei Shemayim. No, only Chayav Krisus generate mamzerus Valacha Kedvarav, and we happen to pask in that way. The Chayav Krisus or worse is going to generate mamzerus. Tosos points out in Dibra Maskel Shimon Atimni, the top Tosos, Avul Gav Dein LeMeidin Alacha Mipi Gemara. We have a rule that we do not derive halacha lemaisa from what the Mishnah tells us halacha ki, because all the Mishnahs are telling us what the halacha is, and yet we still need Amoraim to come along and tell us how we actually paskin between the different Tanaim. So a Tana is not going to define for us how we actually paskin, so we cannot actually derive halacha based on what the Mishnah tells us the halacha is. But nevertheless, hacha hilchsa kavasei. But nevertheless, over here the halacha taka follows Shimon HaTimni, that any time chayav krisus or worse, the Vlad is going to be a mamzer, and tells us like four or five different rayas that we make the assumption throughout Shas, like Shimon HaTimni, that chayav krisus or worse is what generates mamzer. Gezeris. And then the third sheet of Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kol Shei Chavim Al Mises Beis Din. Anyone, even Chavim Krisus does not generate Mamzeris, only Chavim Mises Beis Din. If there's a relationship where you're Chayiv, one of the Dal Mises Beis Din for having that relationship, a child that comes from that relationship is going to be a Mamzer. So I'm Rabbi Shim Ben Azai, Matzasi Megillus Yuchasin. He says, I found the Megillus Yuchasin that wrote the Yichus of different Mishpachos, Birushalayim, and I found it in Yerushalayim, the Kosovba, and it said in this Megillus Yuchasin, Ish Ploni Mamzer May Eshes Ish. It said that someone was a Mamzer only because he was born from a relationship with an Eshes Ish. So you see, the Kaim of Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua is the most correct Shita, that only when you're Chayiv Misas Beisdin, Eshes Ish, you're Chayiv Misas Beisdin, person is Chayiv Chenek for being with an Eshes Ish. And only because of that was the Vlad going to be a Mamzer. So the Megillus Yuchasin that I found, this archaeological evidence, so to speak, that I found, indicates that the Vlad is going to be, that the halach is like Rabbi Yeshua, that the Vlad is only a mamzer when you have chayavim misus bezin. So Tosus points out in Dibra Maschil Ish that the reason it says Davka me Ishas Ish and it didn't just say chayavim misus bezin is because it's trying to tell me that even the lowest of the chayavim misus bezin, meaning Ishas Ish, you're only chayav chenek. Chenek is the least severe of the misus bezin, and nevertheless, it's still going to generate mamzerus. So Kol Shekein, if it's one of the arayos that you chayiv skila or sreifa, like imo or eshes aviv or kalaso, which are much more chamur, so that's why Dafka highlights that even though it was only eshes ish, which obviously is pretty severe, but of the dalam misal spasin, it's the least severe of all of them. So now the Mishnah discusses the isser of achos ishto, of achos ishto, that there is an isser that one's wife's sister is asutim, except for after the wife dies. Once the wife dies, then the sister becomes mutter. So ishto shemesa, mutter ba'achosa. When one's wife dies, he's now allowed to marry your sister. Not only that, gersha umesa, if he divorced his wife and then his wife died, also mutter ba'achosa. It doesn't have to be that he became an almon. It could be that he divorced her and he's still not allowed to marry your sister after he divorced her, but if she subsequently dies, then he can marry your sister. Nises la'acher umesa, or if he divorced her, she got remarried to somebody else, still can't marry your sister, but then when she dies, then mutar b'achosa, then he's allowed to marry your sister. The Ramban, the Ritva, the Meiri, they all point out that the Mishnah is trying to tell me that the Isser of achos isha applies even after you divorce her, where the Isser what the Mishnah is trying to teach me is the only thing that's matu, the Isser of achos isha, is the death of the isha, not divorce, not her remarrying somebody else, only if she dies. So only if gersha, only if mesa, even though gersha, even though nises la'acher yivimto. Similarly, when it comes to yivama, where yivama is not allowed to marry achos yivimto shemesa, but if yivama dies mutar b'achosa, then you are allowed to marry your sister. Not only that, chalatzla, you do chalitza on her, still can't marry your sister, but umesa, if she subsequently dies mutar b'achosa, then you're allowed to marry your sister. Not only that, if you did chalitza and then v'nises li'acher, she got married to somebody else, still can't marry your sister, but umesa, if she then dies, then mutar b'achosa, then you're allowed to marry your sister. The Gemara at the very end of the parak is going to say that this entire thing is unnecessary. We already know these halachas, that you're only allowed to marry your wife's sister after the wife dies. We've already had that several times. So the Gemara goes back to what the first part of the Mishnah spoke about. We have three different shitos about what it takes to generate mamzerus. So my time with Rabbi Akiva. Why does Rabbi Akiva think chayavei lavin, she'er of chayavei lavin, generates mamzerus? Because the pasuk says lo yikach ish es eshes aviv. There's an issur to be with one's father's wife, even if she is not your mother, and you chayv misa for that. And then the pasuk says v'lo yigala knaf aviv. So what's knaf aviv? Knaf shera'a aviv lo yigala. Ra'a is a euphemism. It's a euphemism for tashmish, for bia. That's what the Rashash points out, that it's a lashon nekia we find in several places in the Torah. V'ra'a es ervasa, v'hitira es ervaso, means that there was tashmish, so it's used often as a euphemism. So lo yigala knaf aviv means a knaf shera'a aviv lo yigala. V'savrla Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Akiva assumes, like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that says that what the pasuk is referring to Amar ba'anu It's talking about a woman that his father, Rachman al-Atslan, his father was ma'anis, this woman, without any kiddushin. So it's telling me that there's an isra of anusas aviv. And what's the isra of anusas aviv? Tabila chayav ilav. And the isra of anusas aviv is a regular lo sasei. So we know the pasuk is talking about anusas aviv when it says lo yigala knaf aviv. And then what does it say right after that? V'samachlei. And then right next to that pasuk, right, that pasuk of is Dvarim Chav Gimel Aleph. In Dvarim Chav Gimel Gimel, just right after that, two pesukim later, it says Lo Yovo Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. So Alma Mehani, Havi Mamzer. It says that you can't have Mamzer, so you can't marry a Mamzer. So you see that why are we talking about Mamzer now? Must be the relationship we were just speaking about is the kind of relationship that generates Mamzerus. So the paradigm of Mamzerus is an Isser Lav, is Lo Yigala Kanaf Aviv, which is a reference to Anusas Aviv, which is an Isser Lav. So wait a second. I just mentioned that it's Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Gimel. So wouldn't it be important to know what appears in Pasuk Beis? Meaning, isn't that what the Mamzerus is going on? So Tosfos points out, yeah, Pasuk Beis is Lo Yavo Petzua Daka B'Kal Hashem. That a Petzua Daka is not allowed to come B'Kal Hashem. So that can't generate Mamzerus, right? A Petzua Daka being with a woman is not going to generate Mamzerus for a very simple reason, that it will not generate a child. So that's how we know that it's got to be going back on the previous Pasuk of Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv, that only Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv is going to create a situation of Mamzerus. Ul Rabbi Simai Demarba Shar Chayavei Lavin De Lav De She'er Ul Rabbi Yishevav Demarba Afilu Chayavei Asay. What about the other versions of Rabbi Akiva? We find in Maseches Ksubas that according to Rabbi Simai, Rabbi Akiva holds every Chayavei Lav creates Mamzerus, not only relatives. And that Rabbi Yishevav learns that Rabbi Akiva holds even Chayavei Asay generate Mamzerus. So Nafkalu Mi Vilo. So the drasha is from the extra vav in Velo Yigala Knaf Aviv. So the vav teaches me that even non-relative Chayav Elavin, or perhaps even Chayav Asay, would generate Mamzerus. Meaning what the Gemara is telling us is that there are three versions of Rabbi Akiva. We discussed earlier Machlokas Rishonim whether Daf Mem Dalid to Daf Mem Tes represent two different versions of Rabbi Akiva. But there definitely are two other versions of Rabbi Akiva that appear in Maseches Ksubas. And Rabbi Simai is a brisa in Ksubas Tav Chav Tes and Beis. It also appears in Maseches Kiddushin, where Rabbi Simai says that Min Hakol Hayi Rabbi Akiva Osa Mamzer Chutz Mi Alman L'Kohen Gadol. That by Alman L'Kohen Gadol it says Lo Yichalel. So we learn Chilul Mosa Vein Osa Mamzeris Gzeres Hakosov. That even though Alman L'Kohen Gadol is a Lo Sasei, it does not generate Mamzeris. But from the exception, you learn the rule. You see that every other Lo Sasei will generate Mamzeris. That's Rabbi Simai Shita. Rabbi Yeshevav is also quoted in both of those sugyas, in Ksubas Chavtes and in Kiddushin Daf Samaches, and Rabbi Yeshevav made his comment about his understanding of Rabbi Akiva in the form of an attack. He said, "Bo v'nitzvach al Akiva ben Yosef, we need to go criticize Rabbi Akiva because he's being marba mamzerus be Yisrael. He holds that every Yisrael say is going to create mamzerus." So he obviously understood that Rabbi Akiva holds that way, that anyone who doesn't have bia be Yisrael, anyone who doesn't have a heter bia, the Vlad is going to be a Mamzer, even a Mitzri and a Domi before three Doros, where it's only the Pasuk says, Dor Shlishi Yavolem Bekal Hashem. So it's a Lava Ba Mechlal Asay, right? It says from third generation on, that's when Yavol Bekal Hashem, implying that prior to the third generation, you're not allowed to be Yavol Bekal Hashem. But it's not a Los Asay, it's just an Asay. So even though there are these two other versions of Rabbi Akiva, that it's not only Lavim Desha'er, it's every Lav according to Rabbi Simai, and it's every Asay, even according to Rabbi Yeshevav, nevertheless, that there's a drasha to be derived. It's all from the same pasuk. It's from Velo Yigale Knaf Aviv. So that is Rabbi Akiva's shita. How does Shimon HaTimni learn that only Chayavi Krisus are going to generate Mamzerus? V'Shimon HaTimni, who holds that a Mamzer is only from Chayavi Krisus, Sabala Karabanan, he holds like those who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda about the subject of the pasuk of Velo Yigale Knaf Aviv, meaning he uses the same pasuk to teach me what creates Mamzerus. Everyone agrees that the paradigm of Mamzerus in the Torah is the phrase Lo Yigale Knaf Aviv. question is, what is that pasuk talking about? So Rabbi Akiva understood that that pasuk is talking about a nusas aviv, which is a losase. But Shimon HaTimni says, no, he holds like the Rabbanan. Da'amri b'shomeres yavam shel aviv akas medaber. It's talking about your father's brother's wife, when the father's brother died without any children, and now she's waiting for yibum from your father. So that's an isur da'havila chayav ikrisos, where you chayav kares for your father's brother's wife. That is an Isra of Kares. How do I know that it's an Isra of Kares? That's our Daf Yomi coincidence of the day. It's this week's Parsha, right? We have the Parsha of Arayos and Parsha Sachremos, where you compare Yud Ches, Ervas Achi Avicha Lo Segale Elishto Lo Tikrav Dodoscha Yi. So Achi Avicha, sounds like it's understood Kipshuta, that it's Achi Aviv Mamish, but then the Pasuk says at the end, Elishto. So you see that Eishas Achi Aviv is what the Pasuk is referring to, and if you do it, Bemezi Dechayiv Kares. How do I know that? Again, this week's Parsha. Ki Kol Asher Yasa Mikolat Tuevel Se'ele V'nichrusu Anafashel Sa'osos Mikarev Amam. So you see that all of the Arayos in the Parsha are all Chayavi Krisus. This Samechle, and right after it says Lo Yigal Kanaf Aviv, just two Pesukim later, Lo Yavo Mamzer, Alma Mechayavi Krisus Avi Mamzer. So you see that what generates Mamzerus is Chayavi Krisus. V'Rabbi Yoshua, what about the third Shita in our Mishnah? Rabbi Yoshua said, no, Mamzerus only is generated from Chayav Emisus Beis Din. Where does he get that from? So also, everyone learns it from the same pasuk, Velo Yegale Knaf Aviv. But he says it's not talking about Anusas Aviv, which would only be Chayav Ilavin. It's not talking about Shomer's Yavam of his father, which would be Chayav Ikrisus. Because if that were the case, then Lichtov Rachmana Lo Yegale. The pasuk should have only said Lo Yegale Knaf Aviv. Why does the pasuk at the beginning of the pasuk say Lo Yikach Lomeli? What's the Lo Yikach adding? We could have learned Mamzer from Chayav Emisus, from a Kal V'chomer, from Anusa Saviv, or from Yavama Saviv. From, if it only would have mentioned Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv, without a Lo Yikach, and Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv is how one of the first two Tanaim wanted to understand, either Chayav Lavin or Chayav Krisus, then I would have known. Yeah, if Chayav Lavin or Chayav Krisus creates Mamzerus, for sure Chayav Emisus Beis Din is going to create Mamzerus. Elav Hachikam, now the Pasuk must be telling me, Mi Lo Yikach Ad Lo Yigala, the Isra of your father's wife, that's between Lo Yikach and Lo Yigala, meaning an Isra like that, Havi Mamzer. But Fei, that which it says further in the Pasuk, from Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv, where it talks about Shomeris Yavam of your father, or according to Rabbi Yudah, it talks about Anusa of your father, Lo Havi Mamzer. That's not going to create a sense of Mamzerus. So that explains all three Shitos. So all three Shitos derive from the same Pasuk, what the definition of a Mamzer is, how we generate Mamzerus. Is it every relative that is a Lo Sase, that's Rabbi Akiva's Shita, do we follow Shimon HaTimni, that it's Chiv Kares, or Rabbi Yeshua, that it's Misas Beis Din. So now, says the Gemara, there are certain Chivei Krisos that everyone is going to hold do not generate Mamzerus, and certain Chivei Lavin that everyone is going to be Moda do not generate Mamzerus. Amar Abaye, HaKol Modim Beba Alanida. If someone is Boa Lanida, it's an Issa Kares to be Boa Lanida. And yet, everyone agrees that if one is Boa Lanida, Vi Alasota. And also, if a person has a wife who's a Sota, it's an Issa Lav to be Boa Lanida. Sota. The pasuk says Asher Hutam Leish, so it tells me that a Sota Shinistra is Asur Labaila. So there is a Nisr Lav. Nevertheless, everyone agrees that in those two cases, Shein of Lad Mamzer. Even Rabbi Akiva, who's the most liberal in his definition of what's going to create Mamzerus, is going to agree that if you have a child that's born from a Nido or from a Sota, that the Vlad is not going to be a Mamzer. Is not going to be a Mamzer from that relationship. Rashi explains, the Gemara is trying to tell me that even according to Rabbi Akiva on Memdalar Amar Aleph, who disagrees with the Tana of our Mishnah, remember Rashi held that the two Rabbi Akivas on Memdalar and Memtes are in disagreement with each other, even the Rabbi Akiva on Memdalar Amar Aleph, who disagrees with the Tana of our Mishnah, and holds that there is a Mamzer even from any regular Losase, even a Losase that does not involve the She'er, by a Sota, he'll be Moda that the Vlad is not going to be a Mamzer. Kol Shekein Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah, who holds that there's no that the Vlad wouldn't be a Mamzer anyway, because Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah holds that only Los Haseis that involve relationships, that involve a relative, a Sher Basar, is going to be a Mamzer. So of course the Sota is not going to create Mamzer, she's not a relative. Tosos and the Ritva say. No, it's a chiddush even according to Rabbi Kiva and our Mishnah, because the way Tosos defines a she'er basar, he says a sota is also she'er basar because you were married to her, and anytime you were married to a woman, that makes her a she'er basar. So it's a chiddush even within Rabbi Akiva of our Mishnah. So nida, why is it that there's no mamzerus when it comes to a nida? If someone has a relationship with a nida, so nida da tafsi ba kiddushin, because there's tfisas kiddushin by a nida. A person could be mekadesh an isha nida, and it works. Shenemar, because the pasuk says utihi nidasa alav. The lashon of tihi sounds like it's a lashon of kiddushin. That afilu b'shas nidasa tafsi ba kiddushin. So the vlad is only going to be a mamzer when there's no tfisas kiddushin. Sotanami by sota also the vlad is not going to be a mamzer, even according to Rabbi Akiva that there are mamzerus michayavi lavin because the tafsi ba kiddushin. There's tfisas kiddushin by a sota. What does that mean? Tfisas kiddushin by a sota? You're already married to her. What do you mean tfisas kiddushin? The whole point is that's why she became a sota, because you already met the man was already married to her. So Rashi explains, no, what it means is that the kiddushin is not nifka. The kiddushin doesn't disappear on account of her becoming a sota. They're still married, and that's called that there's tfisas kiddushin. That's how Rashi understands. Tosos asks on Rashi, then why by nida does it have to say that kiddushin is tofsin? Why don't you just say the same svara by nida, that when you're already married to a woman and she becomes a nida, the marriage doesn't disappear. You don't have to be remekadesh your wife every time she becomes a nida. So if that's what it means by sota, that the marriage doesn't disappear, the kiddushin doesn't disappear, we could have said the same thing by a nida. So Tosos doesn't think that that's what it means. Tosos thinks that it means a couple of other possibilities. Tosos has as to what it means. Tosos says, Omari in Dibra Maskel Sota, the Garas Vachain Barov Svarim Sotanami Yaksiv Ba'avaya V'Tafsi Ba'Kiddushin Pirish Shegirsha Umachzira, that you can divorce her if one divorces a Sota and then remarries her. There's Tfisas Kiddushin on the Sota, that even though that Isser never went away, the Isser Lav of a Sota, because she did become a Sota while she was married to you, but if you're Megarish her, there's Tfisas Kiddushin. And that's what Tfisas Kiddushin always means in Shas. It doesn't mean that an already existing Kiddushin remains. It always means that a Kiddushin can be generated, that a Kiddushin can be created. And that's how it fits better. That Lashon seems to fit better according to Tosos. Tanya Namihafi, and we have a brisa that supports this thing that Abaye just said, where Abaye said that everybody agrees that a sota and a nida would not generate mamzerus, because the brisa tells us hakol modim bebaal anida, if one is baal anida viala sota, or is baal his wife who's a sota vaal shomer yavam. It adds a third example, this brisa that Abaye didn't mention, and that is someone who's baal shomer yavam she'ena vlad mamzer, that the vlad is not going to be a mamzer because there's a tfisas kiddushin by all of them. Sota and nida we already explained, and by the Yisra of Shomeres Yavam also, Pasuk says, that if a woman is a Shomeres Yavam, she's awaiting Yibum, and then she goes and marries somebody else, it's a violation of a Lo Saseh, but it says Lo Sihiyah, which implies that Yeshba Havaya, that there is a Tfisas Kiddushin if she does go and marry somebody else other than the brother-in-law who she needs to do Yibum with. Va'abaye, so now it says, Maria, it's a great Raya, you brought a Brisa, it says, both of your examples, Abaye, but guess what? The Brisa also gave a third example. How come you didn't mention that third example of something that is Chayav Elavin, where everyone agrees that there's no Mamzerus? Abaye Shomeres Yavam Misafkalei, because he wasn't sure about that third example about Shomeres Yavam, Ikerav, Ikeshmuel, whether we should say that Losia Ish Samesa Chutza should be understood like Rav, that Kiddushin is not Tovsin, and the Vlad therefore would be a Mamzer, or like Shmuel, who requires a get Misaf, because he's choshesh that maybe kiddushin is tovsin. So since he wasn't sure about that example, since it's subject to machlokas Rav and Shmuel, that's why Abaye didn't go with that example. But the two examples he was very confident to say that a kol modim would not create mamzerus is boel anida or someone who's boel sota. Okay, period. Now we move on to the next line in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said that Rav Shimon ben Azai said, I know that there are three shitos about what exactly generates mamzerus, but that third shita of Rabbi Yeshua, which said that it's only chayavim misus beis din, is proven by a Megillah Sota that I found, that the Megillas Yuchsin, that I found. The Megillas Yuchsin says that a person was a mamzer only because he was a child of an Eishes Ish that was Zinsa. So only because he was a child of Chayavim Yisus Beis Din. So Tani Shim Ben Azay Omer Matzasi Megillas Yuchsin. We have a brisa that elaborates on what exactly that Megillas Yuchsin said. The Yerushalayim, that Megillas Yuchsin that he found in Yerushalayim. V'kasuba it said as follows: three things. Ish ploni mamzer meishes ish. First, what we just mentioned in the Mishnah, it said that because an eishes ish had been mezana with somebody else, that the child is going to be a mamzer. V'kasuba Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov kav v'naki. And it also says that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't speak very frequently in the Mishnayos, but whenever he does, we paskin like him. Kav means very measured. He doesn't speak often. That's what it means. Kav and naki means he didn't speak frequently. So when he speaks, you got to listen, because whatever he says is very much very very widely accepted. Whenever Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov speaks, the Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is kav and naki. And the third thing that it said in the Megillas Yuchsin, v'kasuba Menashe Horagis Yeshaya, that Menashe, the wicked king Menashe, is the one that killed Yeshayahu Anavi. So first of all, Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov kav and naki. Rashi says that it means wherever Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is mentioned, bein b'mishnah, bein b'braisa, whether it's in a mishnah or a braisa, we always paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And the Agos Marav Ranchburg points out that it sounds like he's saying both, right, mishnayos and braisas, but the Kesef Mishnah disagrees. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Beis HaMechira, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Ches, says Halacha K'divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in mishnayos. Notice the phrase; it doesn't say divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov kavanaki. It says Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki. It could be that he appears many times in Brisos that we don't paskin, says the Kesef Mishnah. But whenever he appears in a Mishnah, we're going to paskin like him. So the Gemara is going to focus, though, on this third thing that it said in this Megillas Yuchsin. So it said that Menashe killed Yeshayahu HaNavi, that Menashe, the wicked king Menashe, killed Yeshayahu HaNavi. I'm reminded Rabbi Reisman, Rabbi Yisrael Reisman always says how he started getting into Navi, how he started learning Navi was because he was a Bachar in Tar Vidas, and he was learning Sanhedrin, and they got up to Perek Chelek, and they saw the list of people that don't have a Chelek in Olam Haba, and he didn't know who half the people were, and he saw that Menashe was on the list. So he went to Rabbi Belsky the next day, and he said, who are these people, first of all? And second of all, I know who Menashe is. He's one of Yosef's sons. Why on earth does he not have a chelek in Olam Haba? So Rabbi Belsky said, it's time to start learning Navi. Like, you need to know who these people are. So that's when he started learning Navi. The Menashe we're referring to is obviously the wicked king Menashe, who killed Yeshayahu. So Amar Rava made on Dine. So Rava says Menashe was Dan Yeshayahu for many of his nevuos that he thought were against the Chumash, so the Katli. So he therefore killed him because he held that he was a Navi Sheker and he was Chayv Misa. So that's why he killed him. So Amalei, so his three Tainas on Yeshayahu and Navi were as follows. Moshe Rabach Amar Kilo Yirani Adam Bechai. Moshe, it says in Chumash, in Shemos Perek Lamed Gimel, that no one can see God and live, that no one is able to see Hashem. V'ata Amrit, but you Yeshayahu claim in the Maisa Merkava, V'eres Hashem, Yoshev Alkisei Ram V'nisa. You know, Yecheskel and Navi also had a vision of the Maisa Merkava. He never claimed to see Hashem Yoshev al Kisei Ram Menisa. In Yecheskel Paragal, he saw Chashmal and fancy things and chariots and whatever. He never claimed to see Hashem Yoshev. Yeshayo, you claim in Yeshayo Paragvav that you see Hashem Yoshev al Kisei Ram Menisa. That's against what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Second, Moshe Rabba Chamar, Mi Kashem Elkeinu B'chol Kareinu Elav. Whenever you call out Hashem, He's always there. That Hashem is whenever we daven, Hashem is listening. Va'at Amrit, and you say, you Yeshayo say, Dirshu Hashem that you should seek out Hashem when He's around, when He's available. It makes it sound like He's not always available. And my third taina on you, Moshe Rabbi Amar es mispar yamecha amalei, that Hashem will be mashlim a person's life. He's not going to add extra years onto a person's life. When a person is born, he's allotted X number of years, and that's how long a person can live. That's his maximum capacity. But you told Chizkiyo HaMelech, vosafti al yamecha chamesh esrei shana, that you got 15 years added onto your life. That's not a possibility. In what context did he tell that to Chizkiyahu HaMelech? So that's a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud. The Gemara tells us Chizkiyahu was very sick, and Yeshayahu HaNavi came to him and said that he's dying because he didn't get married. So Chizkiyahu said, there's a good reason I didn't get married. I had in Ruach HaKodesh that my children, my offspring, are going to be Rishayim. They're going to be Banim Sheinu Mu'uganim. So Yeshayahu told him that that's not your business, meaning you have a mitzvah that you're supposed to get married. What a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes happen after that, that's the Ribbono Shel'Olam's business. It's not your business. And you shouldn't be osik bin Astaros, you need to get married. And he also told him, it's already, you have a gezeira against you that you're going to die. So Chizkiyahu said, kach mukublanim beis abba, even if you and Navi are telling me that I have a gezeira against me, that I'm going to die, afilu cherev chadum unachas al tzavar shal adam al yim natsmo min arachamim, even if things seem very threatening, you still got to daven, and you could still be saved. That's what the Navi tells us. So Chizkiyahu was daven takarosh baruch hu, and afterwards Yeshayahu told him that Hashem just added 15 years to your life. So apparently he was told that he had 15 years added to his life. There's a discussion in Poskim. What if they tell you, the doctors tell you that you're so sick, we're not even treating you anymore, you're dying, and there's no chance. The person is, it would take literally a miracle, that nothing is going to help. So do you still daven for Refuah Shleimah under such circumstances? So some bring a raya from that Gemara that yes, afilu cherev chadum unachas al k'seva shel adam al yimna atzmo min arachanim. Many other Poskim say no, cherev chadum unachas al k'seva shel adam, bit savaro shel adam, if the knife is already in the neck, then you're not allowed to daven for a nes. Person is not allowed to just daven for whatever they want. You can't daven for a miracle to happen for whatever reason. But the Gemara in Tainus and Gemara in Shabbos say you're not supposed to daven for miracles. So Amri Yishayo. So Yishayo says Yadanabe de lo makabel made emele. So Yishayo Hanavi says, I know that whatever I tell him, I have answers to all three of his questions, but he's not going to accept my answers. You know, some people have kashas, some people have terutzim. His Menashe had a teretz. His teretz was that Yishayo had to die. He didn't have kashas. If he had real kashas, be open to answers. The emele ashuya mezid. Now, if nevertheless I try to answer him, he's going to then be killing me b'mezid, meaning right now he thinks he's justified in killing me. So better for him to kill me b'shogeg than to kill me b'mezid. So Amar Shem, but nevertheless, he still tried to run away. So he said a Shem Amafaresh and Ibla Ba'arza. So he got swallowed up by a cedar tree. So he was hiding. He did like a magic trick, so to speak, where he said the Shem Amafaresh, and now he was hidden inside of a cedar tree. So Asiyula Arza, they found out, Menashe found out where he was hiding, and he brought the cedar tree, just couldn't access him. The Yerushalmi in the 11th Perek of Sanhedrin says that his tzitzis were hanging out of the cedar, like when you close the car door, his tzitzis were hanging out of the cedar tree, so they knew where he was. Like, why does that cedar tree have tzitzis? So they realized that it was Yeshayahu. So Benasrua, so they started chopping the eres. Kimata la de puma, when they got to his mouth, nach nafshe, that's where he dropped dead. Mishum da amar, betoch hamtmeis v'sayim enoch yoshev, hamtimachlogus yishonim, was it nach nafshe that he dropped dead, or was it that no, he killed him with the chop of the axe on his mouth. But whatever it was, he died at that point. And the reason he died dafka by the mouth is because Yeshayahu once spoke lashon hara about Klal Yisrael. When he says betoch am tmeis v'sayim anochi yoshev, he referred to Klal Yisrael as an am tmeis v'sayim, and therefore he died when they got to his mouth. The Meiri says and hadvarim kal v'chomer, if a tzaddik gomor, because he spoke begunus of over avera, or he spoke lashon hara about who? About people who taka deserved some lashon hara to be spoken about them, you would think about over avera, and nevertheless he suffered such an onesh. Someone who's misaper begunus chavero alachas kama v'kama, that when we speak stam lashon hara about people, all the more so. This gemara was an important gemara in during the magefa, during COVID. There were many well-meaning people, presumably well-meaning people, that during the magefa were saying it doesn't matter if you're careful or not careful. The Ribbono Shel'Olam has already decided how long you're going to live, so it's not going to make an ounce of difference if you're careful or you're not careful, because all of this was already decided by the Ribbono Shel'Olam. There's an interesting tshuva Rav Menashe Klein has in Mishnah Halachos in Chelek Yud Beis in Tav Samaches, where he's asked if one has a chiv to run away from Makom Sakana when he's not sure that running away is going to help. He's not sure that he's going to be saved. Maybe since it's not bevadei that he's going to be saved, shevi al ta'asa adif, just stay where you are and see what fate brings to you. And he says, we do not say, shevi al ta'asa adif, you certainly have to run away. And he gives gives many examples that Eliyahu, when Izebel wanted to kill him, so he wanted to die, and he says, Lo tov anochi me'avosai, and I don't see, I'm not roi for his chus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you need to run away. So even though you don't want to run away, you have to, because your forefathers ran away. Which forefathers? Yaakov Avinu ran away from Esav when Esav wanted to kill him. Moshe Rabbeinu ran away from Paro when Paro wanted to kill him. David ran away from Shaul when Shaul wanted to kill him. Meaning, if there's a sakana, you get out of that sakana. You're supposed to escape that sakana. You don't say, whatever the Ribbono Shel wants, that's going to happen. So Rav Menashe Klein says, and you also see it in our Gemara, that because of the sakana that Menashe wanted to kill him, he wanted to hide, and ultimately he was killed. Even though ultimately he was killed, so he knew it wasn't foolproof that he was going to be saved. Obviously it wasn't foolproof. So in the Tshuvas Ma'aril in Siman Mem Aleph, he discusses whether it's appropriate to run away from a place where a person lives at a time of sakana, and or if you should say that if there was a gezeira that you're going to die even if you run away, and if there's no gezeira that you're going to die, you're not going to die even if you stay. So it brings a raya from the Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara in Chagiga, it's a very troubling Gemara, but the Gemara tells us yesh nisva b'lo mishpat, that sometimes people do die prematurely, that even below mishpat, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not send the Malach HaMavis after that person, sometimes a person will die. The Gemara in Baba Kama says that kivan shenitan rishus l'mashkes, Gemara in Baba Kama daf samach, that he's not going to be mafkin being tzaddik l'rasha. Sometimes the gezeira is made against a city or a community, and if you just remove yourself from that city or the community, you're not going to be part of that gezeira. So a person, it's interesting, Rav Vazner has a tshuva in Chelech Chesim Reishon Aleph in Shevet Alevi, where he says, of course, obviously, anyone who knows halacha knows that you're supposed to run away from sakana, but he says if there's a magefa, everyone's supposed to run away except for the doctors. He says the doctors have to put on protective gear, they have to do whatever they can, but that's their job. They have to help people even in a situation of a magefa. That's how Rav Vazner writes, that they have to protect themselves to the best of their ability, and even b'makom magefa. And the rayas they bring is from Rav Akiva Eiger in the time of that magefa. So all the same rayas we're used to already these conversations, but this Gemara became part of that conversation. So anyway, so now says Gemara, Mikol makom kashu kray adadi. What's the answer to all these kashas? Menashe had three very good kashas on Yeshayo. How do we answer these kashas? So as far as the first kasha, the Eres Hashem, how can Yeshayo say that he saw Hashem Yoshev al Kisro Rav Menisa when Moshe Rabbeinu says Lo Yirani Adam L'chai? So Kedetanya, Kalan Avim Nistakel Bas Baklaria She'ena Mi'ira. Moshe Rabbeinu Nistakel Bas Baklaria Mi'ira. They're talking about two different types of seeing. All the other Nevi'im only see Hashem Bas Baklaria She'ena Mi'ira. Yeah, that you could see Hashem in an unclear vision. You could see Hashem Yoshev al Kisro Rav Menisa. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying you'll never see Hashem Bas Baklaria Mi'ira the way Moshe Rabbeinu generally received his Nevuah was Bas Baklaria Mi'ira. What does it mean Bas Baklaria She'ena Mi'ira? So Rashi writes that they thought that they saw, but they didn't really see, that it was a mirage. The Ramban says that it's like a Ri'iyas Zakin. It's like an older person whose eyesight is going, where that which is tall looks short, and that which is one thing really, they have double vision. So the Nevi'im didn't really see things with great clarity. The Ritva says that whatever it is, we have no idea what it is. Inyan Zehu Amuk V'niska V'yadu L'balei Emes V'sodam Yadu L'yodechein. It's a sod, it's whatever, but it means something. That there's some different level of Nevuah that Yeshayo was talking about. What about the second Kasha? Dir Shor Hashem Bihi Matzo. That Yeshayo and Navi says, better catch Hashem where you can find him because he's not always listening. What about Moshe Rabbeinu said that B'chol Kareinu Elav? So Habiyachid HaBetzibur. It depends. If you're davening B'yachidus, Hashem is not always available. But B'tzibur is always available. V'yachid Emas. So when is he available even when you're davening B'yachidus? Amram Nachman Amram Baravua Elu Asar Yom Shebein Rashon and Yom HaKippurim. That's during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Even a Yachid can be Mevatel, his Gezar Din, during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And what about the third stira? Es Mispar Yamecha Amalei. That it sounds like Kodesh Baruch Hu does not add to a person's life. Whereas Yeshayahu said that Hashem added 15 years to Chizkiyahu HaMelech's life. So Tanayhi, that's a Machlokas Tanayim. How do touch up the Pasuk? Es Mispar Yamecha Amalei. Detanya, Es Mispar Yamecha Amalei. Elu Shnei Doros. That's a reference to the amount of time that a person is allotted to live on this earth. Zacha Mashlimin Lo. If he's Zocha, he will fill all those years. Lo Zacha Poksun Lo. But if he's not Zocha, he'll be docked some years from his originally intended lifespan. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva understands. So there's no adding, there's just subtracting. Whereas V'cham Momen, V'cham say, no, Zacha Mosifim Lo, Lo Zacha Poksun Lo. If he's Zocha, they'll add, he'll get years added to him. And if he's not not zocha, he'll lose years. The Gemara in Moed Katan says, "Bini chayu mazone lav bezchui yitali milsel b'mazala." So Tosfos writes, but a zchus gadol does help, even for chayu, even for the number of years that you're going to live, that it's mosif in love. So Amr lo Rabbi Akiva. So the Chum Master Rabbi Akiva, but Harei Omer, the pasuk says by Chizkiyo when he was going to die and he davened to Hashem, "Vosafti el yamecha chamesh esrei shana," that Hashem added 15 years. So how can you say that you can never add, that you can only subtract? So Amr lo Mishalosh, if you don't know, it means that it was previously subtracted and now it was his own years that were given back to him. It's not that it was more years than he was allotted when he was born. Teida, and I'll bring you a raya, Shari Navi Omen Misnave, because the Navi was Misnave in the days of Yeravam, many years before Chizkiyahu. He named Beidin Olad the Beis David Yoshiyahu Shemo, that there's going to be someone named Yoshiyahu, and at the Vaday Lo Nolad, but at the time of Chizkiyahu's illness, Vaday Lo Nolad Menashe. Menashe was not yet born to him, and Yoshiyahu came from Menashe. So if the years that Chizkiyahu lived after his illness were not Nifsak, were not given to him, and were only added afterwards, how could a Navi be Misnavi on that? A Navi is only Misnavi on something that's already set, and not on what's added afterwards. So you see that already at the beginning, Chizkiyahu was supposed to live for longer. It's just that he was going to be docked those years, and then he got those years back with his tefillah. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan hold that it's not a riot from that Nevuah, because Miksiv Me Chizkiyahu, does it say that Yoshiyahu is going to be born from Chizkiyahu? No, the Beis David Ksiv. It just says Yoshiyahu is going to be born from the Beis David. Imi Chizkiyahu and Olad. If Chizkiyahu will ever be born, then it'll come from him. And Imi in a Shachrina, or maybe he'll come from somebody else. Then the Mishnah said, Ishto Mesa Yevimto Shemesa, Sam Rav Yosef Kanshan Rebbe Mishnah Shena Tzricha. Like we pointed out at the beginning, that the whole idea that that Achos Ishto is Aser only so long as your wife is alive, but once she dies, she becomes Muteres. We already know that. This whole thing is Mishnah She'ena Tzricha. Okay, Hadron Lecha Choleitz Vezhem. Tomorrow we will begin the fifth parak of Maseches Yevamos. Have a great day, everybody. Oh, yeah.